Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngariza manyi.
God got a mighty hand cloud.
Manyoko te kateko kukukuru nyodala.
You know that preparation is very important.
Ngawete kateko ro mulimo wabwerwe chisawe.
As you prepare for the work outside the field. Yes. You know it's this in Proverbs. He said, prepare your work outside the field. According to Proverbs 24, verse 27. Let's read there, we hear. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27.
Mwana wange, otianga mukama ne kabaka. Sote wetabula tabulanga. Nabo, abagala okujululanga.
Proverbs 23, verse 21.
Kubanga omutamivu, n'omuluvu, nti. Bali tuka mubwavu.
Katusome mungero abiri munya abiri musanvu.
Proverbs 24 verse 27.
Ngero abiri munya nolinyiro abiri musanvu.
Proverbs 24 verse 27.
Teka tekanga omulimu go ebweru. Ogwetekeringa munimiro oluvanyuma nolyoko zimba enyumba yo.
Prepare your work outside and make it fit for yourself in the field. And afterwards, build your house. Yes. You prepare the work outside the field. After move to build. Now those preaching to us.
I don't know
now. And you're going to preach. Even one who never registered. Even those who've registered. We all have to preach. You cannot shame me like that all these years. As I stand here, and I pray much prayers that you understand.
And
the Spirit to write in you. Become an epistle of minister through. And you betray me like that. You call ministers, you don't appear. You have to come. We are going to choose randomly if people don't register. We have to prove what you're going to speak to the other people. May be having with them within yourself and you don't know and you're afraid. Now you have to get courageous and get strengthened. Because the other people inherit kingdom of heaven. The prophet Joshua had gotten afraid to lead children of Israel to the land of Canaan.
He
told him, first get strengthened and get courageous.
These words
meditated in them day and night. And when the point has come, people no more sleep well. They meditated in them day and night to see. To see how they'll be able to speak them. How God has spoken great words to us, many of them. We cannot appear in all these years.
Let me
see those who spend a year here. 1 year. 1 year. You spent 1 year here. Very few. One who has spent 2 years. You've spent here 2 years. Also very few.
Who
spent 3 years here.
Who
spent 4 years.
Those
are many.
Those
spent 5 years and we are together.
Aya. Miaka itano.
5 years.
Upakira.
You are packing and loading in yourself.
Tosubura kuvayo gabirensi.
You cannot come out, give to the world.
Zajari miaka musamu.
Me, they were 7 years.
Subura kugabirensi paka.
I can give to the world every time.
Orimwetanu.
You are in 5 years, you have not even begun to think of giving to others. The remaining 2 years will give you a guarantee that you make 7 years. If an entire year, there are 3 terms, you come get 0-0, the first term, the second 0-0. In the third term, you expect to get 99%. At least I've shown progress, signs will show
that
the last time you reach 99. But, yes. We are going. But I want us to be serious. Don't come here when you've not tried to rehearse. Yes. Rehearse before you come in the general field.
You're
going to come in the field of ginger where we have been. You bring your Bible readers, you didn't rehearse how you can do the coordination in ministry.
And
to break down those hard words according to how you're going to speak the gospel.
Wanji?
Are we together? You have to rehearse at home.
Wow.
Or you come here early.
And
to rehearse, you're going to minister before us that day. Yes. You see your stand. And you see that the scales are balanced well. You see the preacher and
indeed.
You take marathon in the preacher, you're leaving behind.
First,
get another, you'll be able to maintain the pace. Bible reader when they're stammering, you put them aside, get another to run and remove
on. Teacher,
we have conference for 3 days. If on the one who is stammering, I
must
say the one who has been reading. You know you get tension there.
And
everything you've been reading begins to appear as if you don't know them.
Another
will abuse you. Foolish, how can we be called in that kind of style?
You've
got to be reading. And you get off.
And
come out to say we are called by God. And they say foolish.
And Museveni
met on the president's
estate.
His anger is channeled elsewhere. And you put your attention on them.
And you
weaken everything you read, they all disappear from you. Where you go, you give the microphone to us. And they say, "Are you fool? How can you tell us that we are called? And when fuel is high priced like this?"
And you didn't
overcome that, and you two are
business.
We are in another business to bring another. Instead of getting a good answer.
So
the world has its many things. But we are not going to be people who always learn. But we do not reach into understanding. That we shall not accept it. When he speaks in Timothy, he says, every day are learning. But they don't reach into understanding.
Not
every day we learn.
And
I know I'm preparing the work. People come out. You have things within yourself. You have to get determines.
Kwaka tuwai tumanyi tugenda kubasimbura mguo mwenda wali.
We have to move you in the September.
Tugende.
And we go.
Wali mwagara gwa munana.
We wanted August. But I see.
Aya. Uchayine vitege vinchi.
You are not yet firm.
Let's
read here, we see. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7.
Timosewe chokwisira kusatu olinyurumu
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7.
Abayiga bulijjo ne batayinze nakuzonna okutuuka mu kutegeera ddala amazima.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes.
Osobola okuyiga bulijjo.
You can learn every day.
Natutuukira ddala mu kutegeera.
And you do not reach it to understand. And we think. Servants of God sit every day. Every day they learn. They increase and add on light. Yet, they do not reach into understanding.
Why
they say to reach into understanding? And you can come out, explain, and not struggle in those issues.
The issues
that are of the worldwide call, basically the nation Uganda, you explain without struggling. And indeed, answer all the questions before they ask them. You finish the service, they have no questions to ask. When they have asked, the Spirit tells you answer. Move on to explain. But you can speak understand things in life. Understood, but you didn't reach into real understanding.
You
understand, but you're lukewarm.
There
are many of us like that. Understand issues the way you want them. But the people you to proclaim to,
they
want to understand that God declared them. You know, we have the problem. Another understood one thing. At the source of the Nile,
in Uganda,
the world we call is right there. Isaiah chapter 18, verses 1 up to 3. Isaiah 19, verse 5 to 8. But when they say begin to explain more, how did God come promising that nation
or
to that point where you have read? And he did reach it to the understanding. Understood one thing at the source of the Nile. And then the trouble too is there. Don't want to go out there and we speak and things are not in order. I spoke like that towards you,
then
you wouldn't have understood. You would have hanged there in space.
And
what I'm sure is one thing.
All
that we study, God puts them in you if you commit yourself. It's one thing, get determined, you get strengthened. Be strengthened and courageous. You stand. You can speak to the nations. We go, but this going. Maybe be strengthened when you have reached there.
So, nayenga.
But, let's move on this day.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. We base in this ministry. Of the full knowledge of God. And to move rich onto you. Light of the word of God. The light of knowledge. Passing through the word of God. To reveal you secrets of kingdom of God. and to reveal you the hidden things of the devils. Satan is a scheme. Then you may know how you can stand. Praise Jesus,
might.
We want to move on. Conclude the sixth standard strategy of God of fulfilling His worldwide promised call. Where God has called all nations to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth. And this final work on this planet Earth, it's the declaration and the working. Revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth.
They
be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Praise Jesus, much.
This
strategy, we've come study many things about it. And it's known as the harvesters of spirits. Harvesters of human spirits. To get them from this earth, get them back to heaven. As it is indicated in Matthew 9, verse 37, up to 40.
Yes, yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus, much. These harvesters of spirits of the children of men, get them from the earth back to heaven. We work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth, where there is God's heavenly governments on the earth, has a responsibility to see things done in heaven. They are done on earth.
And
to see that the counsel of God of heaven is established on earth. As it speaks in Job 38, verse 33. Even the second government, the central government, God's government is the governments of the world. It has a responsibility to reconcile governments of the world with the heavenly government. God is heavenly government on the earth, which works in the church, even to prove governments of the world that God rules in their government. 99%, as the promise in Daniel chapter 4 verse 24 up to 26. Praise Jesus,
Mount.
So we decided, we began with 8 departments of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Right now we are concluding the 7th department. Department of Holy Angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We've started much. And we saw 7 divisions and the 7 groups of the holy angels of God. Their works, their codes, and the way they are led by 7 spirits of God to fulfill their work.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
Amen.
Mind. So those groups, we've seen them until we reach the heading saying, until we reach the heading which says that the 7 codes of the 7 groups of angels which help to discern between the holy angels of God and the fallen angels of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
Amen.
Much. The 7 codes of the 7 groups of angels which help us to discern the holy angels of God from the fallen angels of Satan.
Move
to the second part of that heading.
Yes,
praise Jesus, Amen. Much. And we began on the main issue of discerning the holy angels of God from the fallen angels of Satan.
And
many things we were able to read.
And
we ended with the scripture that in Colossians chapter 2, where we want to begin from and move on to discern the holy angels of God from the fallen angels of Satan. Praise Jesus much. We want to move on. Let's read Colossians chapter 2 verse 18. Colossians chapter 2 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna tabanyagangako mpeera yammwe mu kwewombeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga bamalayika abaagwa ng'anywerera mu ebyo bye yalaba nga yeegulumiriza bwereere mu magezi ag'omubiri gwe.
Let no man deceive you of your rewards in a voluntary humility and worshipping of fallen angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let not any person deceive us in the worship of fallen angels, pardon the things they saw, things which are vanities.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
as we told you, that Satan and his fallen angels, when they were chased from heaven,
according
now we read Revelation 12, verse 7 to 10. Let's read there, we see. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7.
Ne wabo lutalo mugulu, Mikayi ne bamalayika be ngabatabalo kulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne kulwana ne bamalayika baago.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse 8.
Ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe mugulu nate.
And prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Verse 9.
Ogusota ogunene negusulibwa omusota ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setani omulimba w'ensi zonna negusulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baago ne basulibwa nago.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Praise Jesus much. At the beginning of
Eddie,
after death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 10, it was fulfilled as we read. Satan and his fallen angels, they were chased from heaven. They were cast on this earth. Praise Jesus much. And there, where there is Colossians chapter 2, verse 18, that there has been worship of fallen angels. Praise Jesus much. In the sorcerers, in the religion, in the different beliefs, even the false salvation, which point the true salvation. Because these fallen angels, when they were cast from heaven, they came with much wrath, and their anger was charged towards humans.
According
to Revelation 12 verse 12. Let's read, we hear. Revelation chapter 12 verse 12.
Kale musanyuke eguru n'abatuulamu zisanze ensi n'ennyanja, kubanga omulyolyomi asse gye muli ng'alina obusungu bungi ng'amanyi ng'alina akaseera katono.
Therefore rejoice, you heavens and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. Praise Jesus much. Heavens in that time, at the beginning of Eddy, after death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, heavens rejoiced. Satan and his fallen angels, they had been chased from heaven. But they say, what to the earth, even those who dwell on it, for the accuser has gotten down. But Satan never came down alone, but with his fallen angels, and filled with wrath. has a short time. Anger was not channeled to any other humans. He put it to God who remained in heaven. Not never.
He
put it on those bed in the image of God. And he knew it very well. That he has a very short time to be cast in the lake of fire. Even the time what we are into up to today, now 2023 years, praise Jesus.
Amen.
22 years back, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Those are very few according to the year the entire BC spent.
BC
means before the birth of Christ on earth, but in heavens he was there. For seasons before they were very long. They are not only of 2,000 years. They are of 10,000 years. They
said
you remain with only 2,000 years. If you
work
close to 140 years. And they tell you the time you've remained with, according to 140 years you've worked, and remaining 2,050 years. This is very short. Praise Jesus, man.
So
anger increased, but it's come focused on those who sit on this earth, ready to keep the commands of God, ready to keep the testimony of Jesus, those who keep things in the Old and New Testament, and they had to do all possible to see that they pervert the world.
According
Revelation 12 verse 17,
we
heard he moves to explain us these words. Revelation chapter 12 verse 17,
ogusota negusunguwalira omukazi negugenda okulwana nabo n'abomuzadde lye abasigalawo abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda era balina okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
And the dragon was angry with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yes. All the wrath you saw, Revelation 12
verse 12,
that war to the world. For the devil has come down with his fallen angels filled with wrath. They have a short time. That wrath, Revelation 12 verse 17, they channel it towards the children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Those who keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus. When we speak commandments of God, we speak of the Old Testament, the laws and the prophets. We speak testimony of Christ. Most times we mean the New Testament and the Holy Scriptures. All those who follow them and they wage the war against them. Praise Jesus much. Who are those who wage that war? I've told you, the fallen angels. And in waging that war, they knew that they think of only them passing through sorcery,
appearing
as demons of our late descendants. Yes. Demons of our late relatives. It will not be enough. They say, let's create their religions of different types.
We
put their beliefs in the midst of the world.
They put
their fake salvation. It has a false gospel. The gospel.
It's
not gospel of the kingdom of God
and
his righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven, to reveal secrets of heaven, draw heavens to the many that they can enter.
Now,
that after it had been done,
in
Galatians 1 verse 6, and they say, this sorcery will not be enough. Let's put form of religion because the people
now
have understood Jesus had died for them on this earth. They are going to yearn for knowledge. Now if it's like that, let's a fake
amadini agechiwani,
fake religions,
ezikirizanga za
chiyayo, and their fake beliefs,
oburokozi obwe
chiyayo, and their fake salvation.
Uwe tu nebashimba,
and he planted.
Eromo mtukufu kuita mtume Paul.
The Holy Spirit was Apostle Paul.
Na agena maso kutula bula mbagalati ya sule ne soka.
Move to warn us in the Galatians chapter 1.
Uruwa mukaga.
Verse 6.
Ukuingi uruwa munana.
To enter verse 8.
Gagamba buwati.
And he says this.
Abagalatia esule soka noli nyoro mukaga.
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
Neunya kubanga musengu kamangu bwe muti. Eyabaita mchisa cha Kristo okugenderi enjiri efana n'obulala.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ until another gospel.
Ulinyoro msambu.
Verse 7.
Sindala, wabula abantu ababateganya, abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ.
Ulinyoro munana.
Verse 8.
Naye obanga fe, oba malaika ava mu ggulu, bwabuliranga enjiri wabula singa bwe twababuulira akolimirwenga.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that we have preached unto you, let him be cast. Yes.
Once
whether they say he's an apostle,
a letter
to be of the apostles,
or
to say an angel, say he come from heaven
and
bring another gospel, let him be cast.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because the gospel of Christ sent us in the Matthew 10, verse 7. Go preach the kingdom of heaven. Yes, it's at hand. Reveal secrets of heaven. You draw heaven. Praise Jesus much. If you see there's a way of religions, there's a way of beliefs, there's a way of salvation, it's not focused on heaven.
See
how we get perfected to enter it. There is no witchcraft, there's no such difference with witchcrafts. For our Lord Jesus spoke like this when he was sending us.
Matayo esule kumi noli nyoro musanvu.
Matthew 10 verse 7.
Bwemubanga mutambula, mubulirenga nga mugamba nti, obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunatera okutuuka.
And as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
He
said as you go,
as you
move all nations, preach the kingdom of heaven. Now when you look to religions, where did they put heaven, you wonder? You look to beliefs there. And you look to the false salvation in the midst there. But he's standing telling us, go preach to people the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Note that heaven is drew physically down on this earth. The main thing was, were we able to reveal secrets of kingdom of heaven, that people can see the goodness of heaven, that the warmth for heaven,
the
reveal secrets of heaven, as we reveal secrets of hell and the lake of fire,
to show
people between goodness and evil. And
yes,
praise Jesus much. Apostles, he told them as was sending them, the main thing you have been given,
to
know secrets of heaven. They had to spread those secrets.
Yes.
Let's read, we see. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 and 11.
Matayo esule kumi nesatu, noli nyore kumi.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why do you speak unto them in parables? Verse
11.
He answered said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
Hey.
Yes.
Since Matthew
10 verse
7 says,
go tell them
the
kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Had
already given them secrets.
And
they can reveal the secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
And
they reveal to the third heaven, up to above all the heavens, in the new heavens, new earth. And those they reveal to them, they are preaching all of them, they are there. Even old manners and behaviors of fear of God, those of righteousness, help us inherit the kingdom of heaven. Because our Lord Jesus had already told them that these Pharisees have stood on the door which enters into heaven. Themselves never enter. Those who try to enter, they do not allow them.
Means
God reveals secrets of the kingdom of heaven that many can enter.
Where am I so many
Matthew 23?
Yeah.
Yes.
Matthew 23:14.
Don't say these Pharisees. Have you seen them?
They have
stood the door of heaven.
Themselves
never enter.
They
have shut people outside.
Now
the deal which is God's rich kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Reveal
the secrets of their heavens.
The
new heavens, new earth.
That
people can enter. Let's read, we see.
Matthew
chapter 23, verse 14.
Naye zilibasanga mmwe abawandiisi n'abafalisaayo bannanfuusi. Kubanga muggalira obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu mu maaso g'abantu. Kubanga mmwe temuyingira. Nabo ababa bayingira temubaganya kuyingira.
But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourself, neither allow you them that are entering to go in. Yes. They had shut the doors. The door which enter in heaven. Them to never enter. People who come, them to hinder them. That same deal will work for us.
Let's
put their religions and leaders. Themselves are not going into heaven. And they begin to call people. But when they come, they to never enter.
Because
these ones have shut the door. The door of heaven.
For
not revealing the secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Those
secrets, how are they revealed?
Those
secrets are revealed when we brought out the key of knowledge. Yes. When we bring out the key of knowledge, all secrets are enlightened into, and we reveal the entire heaven, right from planet Earth.
Enter
the door of the heaven you see,
into
the heaven we see of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Enter in the heaven with four living creatures, the second in the realm above. Enter the third heaven, where there is the throne of God and the power of God,
to
reach above all the heavens, where we find the entire new heavens and the new earth. Satan, when he knew that those secrets, when they are revealed and humans know like that, we have to shut the door of heaven. And they brought back the Pharisees and they planted religions. He put beliefs there.
They
planted the false salvation and never revealed secrets of heaven, that people may know the goodness of heaven,
because
of hell and the harm which is there, together with lake of fire. And they held silent and kept silent, and they began taking the finger of God.
Put
us there, we do not have wisdom. You
are
not in religion. They put you there and you are all daft.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Luke, we see.
Luke chapter 11,
verse 52.
Zibasanze mwe, abayigiriza b'amateeka. Kubanga mwatwala ekisumuluzo ky'okumanya, mwe bennyini temwayingira, n'abali bayingira mwabaziyiza.
Woe unto you, loyals, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves. Them that were entering in, you hindered.
Yes.
You could have been Matthew 23:13.
The Pharisees
stood on the door of heaven. Themselves never entered.
Those who
tried to come never entered.
What
they first took away is the key of knowledge.
If you
look to Luke chapter 11, verse 52. The key of knowledge. When they took it away, themselves could not be able to enter.
You
don't mind to know. And you too, when you come,
they
put you in a religion, you get taunted. As soon as you are born, you to believe with your heart, and they get one to believe on your behalf.
In Uganda,
is a confessor. Yes.
He believes with your heart.
Now is the one with your heart.
Romans 10:10,
they break it. So you have to believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth to be saved, and religions shut it out. Those who try to rise up, and we have to believe. And they enter in their beliefs, including salvation. And they say, we're going to confess. He said, oh, fine. Confess, but we are not going to allow you to access knowledge. For the key of knowledge, what alone revealed the secrets of heaven, what reveals secrets of hell and the lake of fire, and the people have a choice. Now you see religions, I cannot falsely accuse them that they are on God. Then I falsely accuse them if they cannot tell us things of heaven. Then these are typical Pharisees. If beliefs have failed to enlighten us, then directly we cannot accuse them that are on God. And the false salvation,
we didn't
take it the finger of God.
They have
not been able to enlighten the secrets of heaven.
We
draw heavens that we can enter. We straight understand that God who never creates heaven and earth, the fallen angels, and never the evil Satan, they are ones who planted them. Are we together? They didn't end there to put their sorcery. Sorcery, they tried to amplify and modify it.
Luke 11:52.
They failed to enter,
for
they took away the key of knowledge.
Those
who tried to come to enter, they failed for reason. Knowledge is not there. There God basically told me, I want you to plant for me a new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Restore
back the key that they enter. Open up doors of heaven. Now you see, fallen angels, even though they want to hold on me, we have not a deal with them.
Wow.
After God command light of knowledge to shine in darkness, and we see sorcery in hell and the lake of fire,
we
going to look into it. Even religions, God, we just came and the governors themselves don't go.
We
go see the beliefs. They are faking life that heaven is in the dimensions according to which mystery and secret. When we reveal secrets of heaven, have to show where it is and it's to which size. How many are they? These which are, if they pass away, we have in a new heaven, new earth. Where are they found? What is hell and where is it? What pain is there? And what is the lake of fire? Those to be cast there, what did they do? But now you need to look at religions. Now you. Have you seen trouble there? All these, we study them because we decided to understand on the holy angels of God. There are seven groups. There are works. There are codes. And the way they are led by seven spirits of God in fulfilling their works. And to know their codes moves on to discern for us between the holy angels and the fallen angels. But in this aspect,
we
still make bring you to understand that they are fallen angels. They began sorcery.
And
they began false religions there. And they began false beliefs there. And they began a false salvation.
Trying
to swallow salvation written in the book, the Bible. Now,
the
key of knowledge, they took it away. We came just as you went in a religion, and you can spend years. And in the shrine, I speak to you, sorcerers, wizards out there. There is no book of knowledge. Even that of Satan is not there. You just bewitch. Now when you go in religions, sit there, there is no knowledge. Secrets of heaven are not there.
Not
where you can start from even. You are in the Catholic, brethren the Protestants, brethren the Muslims, Adventists, Orthodox and many others. There are beliefs in the midst. There are many of them. I hear those of Jehovah. Latter-day Saints.
Many
others there. And we come in salvation. As if we got determined to go to heaven.
This
multitude come before us. Yet, those stood ahead, they have never entered.
They
do not give them the key of knowledge.
And
after the key of knowledge disappears, destruction has come. Yes. After the key of knowledge is not there, destruction has come. Then Satan has fulfilled his motives. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Yes.
It's
not that. When Hosea 4 verse 6, write it down. We're not going to read it. We have come read it many times. Hosea 4 verse 6. My people
are destroyed
for lacking knowledge. It means after they get a key of knowledge and they take it out of the world, and sorcery begins to spread. Religions hung right there. And there cometh beliefs, they are right there. To bring knowledge to heaven is not there. Beliefs are there keeping us right there. As if we worship God as if we are singing. Yet behind there are fallen angels. Have you written Hosea 4 verse 6 well?
Since
people are destroyed for lacking knowledge, Satan understood, he said, if knowledge has come, these people, they are going to run from us. And knowledge, when it comes, people will get enlightened. They get, they'll be envisioned. And they get revelation.
Ha!
Man, what we have to try to do, proof many fake religions are there. We park in the world beliefs there. And the fake salvation keep rising day and night. Have you seen trouble there?
Kakati mungere sure ya birimo mwenda.
Now in Proverbs 29,
kumina mwenda,
verse 18.
Ya watari kuhulisi.
Yeah, without vision,
abantu bazikirira.
People perish.
You
can write it down, join on it.
Proverbs 29,
verse 18. Without a vision, people perish. It means knowledge. It brings the vision. Yes. And you see where you're going. I do and commit evils like this.
Hell,
there they taught me with the torments there. The lake of fire.
That's
it, and you get vision about hell and the lake of fire. Man, you will escape and run from him. If you get a vision and you see heaven and its goodness, man, how will he deceive you? I've seen heaven. I'll not be able to stand it. Now he
get
people in the world, the minister there, that he has gone in religions to worship. My God. Do you usually see them? Or you were among them before? And they are going in the ecclesia.
Church of England.
Church of England.
Uganda,
Church of Uganda is Church of Uganda.
But
there's no knowledge there. They sound their drums in there. These days they put in the keyboards. My God.
You don't know
their things and
they are
fake. And there comes beliefs there. They say when you lift your leg like here, you are in heaven. And they are fraudsters. You lift the hand here, you are in heaven.
It's
that up there you see in the sky. And you say, my God. And those are there.
And
the secrets of heaven were not revealed. He must say that when it was just from heaven, wrath increased in him, he said. People should not get enlightened. Have changed those who were made to come to be taught, to become disciples of Jesus,
be
committed to words to teach them to others,
and
give them one code all the else. They are going to pray. And you find them. How do you call them out there? For the brothers there, they are separated. In religions, a brother is separated. Now you are what?
And there
is no brother and sister. Sisters are separated, they are special there.
But
if you are there, you are what? Members? You are sheep? The lost sheep. They call themselves Wakristo.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, Christo, where are you going? I'm going to pray.
One day,
come be disciples. They have come to pray. They put them on the streets.
Street again.
The streets which head to heaven. They are right on their begging. But they knew it.
Because
there are 4:6 you've written down there. God's people are desperate for lacking knowledge. Knowledge opened secrets of heaven. And they took it away. Because they knew if you get knowledge, according to Proverbs 29, verse 18, you will get vision. You will be seeing. If I head to the way of sin, the light
will
be held out in
works
and the pain there.
When the lake
of fire is forever,
and
the light new of heaven, God built a city, Jerusalem of heaven, put there a paradise in the Father heaven,
created
new heavens, new earth, Jerusalem heaven,
the
new paradise.
and its
everlasting life and all goodness of God. You've got enlightened in those. Humans, at least they live sin.
Humans
have not seen to sustain sin for many days. Even a prostitute sell herself.
They
have played on me much. I feel tired.
They know humans have not
sustain sin for a long time.
That's why they stay
them from this one, put in another.
First of all,
and they are tired of the specific sin.
It
has many trickery and much work.
You know how you began to fornicate
and the tricks you did and the pretense and you feel tired of that.
They
know humans have not that strength.
And
they knew that humans are not ready to bear the pain of hell and the lake of fire.
Now they
keep them into confusing them.
Putting
different religions, you think you're going to heaven.
They're
beliefs. But
they don't seek
you into righteousness of God. You reveal secrets of kingdom of heaven. Understand that there are heaven's preparations there.
And they
ask righteousness from you. It's like the passport which makes you access the heaven, the visa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the key of knowledge, when it's taken away, they have taken away vision. In another way, they have taken away revelation. You no more get revealed.
That's why
2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse
1.
He said, let me go into vision.
I enter
in revelation of our Lord.
Say,
what they did to the church. They knew that if they get knowledge, as light of the word of God is,
they
get a vision, see where they are going according to their actions. Evil works, it is hell. The good ones, it's heaven.
Don't
give them to know things of heaven.
Right,
secrets of heaven are not revealed.
Well,
they get a vision. They will reach into your revelation.
And
get revealed on things how they are.
And
they reach to know our schemes. Praise Jesus much. Let's read here, we see.
2 Corinthians
chapter 12 verse 1.
Kiŋŋwanidde okwenyumiriza ne wankubadde nga tekusaana, naye ka ŋŋende mu kwolesebwa n'okubikulwa kwa Mukama waffe.
It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord.
If
you move from visions, you move into real revelation. And you know. In real revelation, for in the vision, you can see heaven. But in revelation, I reach there, no? In the center of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. There are cherubims there.
We gather
and we do a praise of glory.
Homeland,
12 homelands, cities. I'm going to be there.
And
God envisioned everything. You must know all those. And they say right now, these days they have yearned more. What can we do? Let's get their people. Those we kill for some few days.
Know
they have the right to kill the body. Yes. We take them under the ocean. We show them another city. Humans have begun to yearn for heaven.
And
they get these IDAs in Uganda. Even others from other nations. And they tell us, it's very sad. In heaven, There are slum structures there, and they weaken us, discourage us. And they say that even some structures on the foundation level, others the winds are put in heaven. And they sent those people and kept us even hell. Satan is the one in church there. He's on the reception. He is there. He's deciding punishments for people. It means this Satan. He is the one in charge of hell. And you relate with him. And you commit sins on this world.
In hell,
you become a demon which will give punishment to others.
Is there
trouble which was there? All those they brought darkness to oppose the truth in the Bible. In the Bible, they tell us, Hebrews 11, verse 8 to 16, God built us a city. A city.
And
repeat Hebrews 12, 22-23, we will come in the city of God. In the city of God. And it's funny like that. In there are funny slum structures. Those children, fallen angels visited them, and they had lusts of evils. There they continued with the Lord Jesus in John 14, verse 1 to 3. That in my father's house there were many storied machines. If it wasn't like that, I would not have told you. And come tell us, no. There are slum structures. Very funny structures. The erosion water will pass through them. And they discourage us. And the rich tell us, those who
do
not
act
much righteousness, they will be in the
source.
And people, they do. As someone said, as long as I'll be in heaven, I'll be in the slum structures, the slum sites. And they tell us, you go on the roads, preach much.
But
those they send to preach, we do not understand. Your structures in heavens, they will be completed as you preach. That there is a ministry here. Anytime you minister on the world, in heaven they build your structure. But those who stop to minister, that their structures, they ended on those levels and the weeds grew in them. Satan. You got. You commit to your sins.
People
of men, leave them. And you tapped your ears. Very attentive, listening to foolishness. And he said, she went to heaven.
Yet
don't have light of knowledge. Don't know that all they deceive you, what will you do? Now, God in the 2005. Starting from there, 2000. Those things began, I went to heaven. I went to heaven. 2000. When it started. Those who went to heaven were many. And he told me in 2005, those liars, I want them to move ahead. I send you with the truth and moves ahead of them. It took me the heavenly journey from 2005
up
to 2011. Added an addition of 2 years. But
so
don't speak, keep silent. You
fill up,
you park light of knowledge.
Amen.
Right now, are you losing the open
door?
Losing is still little. Wait in September
14th,
2022. A great opening and losing is going to begin.
People
will behave here slowly. That we can be prepared to minister to the many.
But
they are going to run. Praise Jesus much. The men took away key of knowledge, trouble came. Though they have never entered.
Paul
2 Corinthians chapter 4
and
verse
6
commanded light shine in the darkness, light of knowledge. Let's read, we see.
2 Corinthians
chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyaka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwokumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Yes. God commanded light to shine. Light of knowledge. Light reveal.
And
it manifests. All things. All things Satan and the devils have deceived for a long time. 2022 years before. When they chased them from heaven, they came with much wrath on children of men. Those who keep the commandments of God, the Old Testament, the Testament of Christ, the New Testament. What they first handled is the key of knowledge,
which
can reveal all secrets of heaven. Anytime you read the Bible, heaven is here, easy it appears. It's the main heading.
Wow.
Yes. If you read in the Genesis 1, before you read the earth, you begin on heaven. It's the main heading is heaven.
Amen.
The main heading is that. Open up the Bible. Heaven. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. The main heading is what? He created heavens and the earth. The main heading is what? He created heavens and the earth. We first head in the heavens, come back to earth, and then move down, go back to heaven. Those are the main headings.
Amen.
Guru, heaven, and earth.
Nsiguru.
Of heaven. Now what are hidden again? They all fall in this one. This is the main heading. Now the main heading of the Bible is what? What else? Give me another heading which begins the Bible. You have to open your eyes. The main heading is what? Where did heavens go when it's the main head in here? And we preach the earth and its desires. Are we together? If
you
find someone speak with many words, you say, first, give me the main head in of the Bible. As they still struggle in this, you tell them read Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Read the main heading I hear. In the beginning God created heaven and earth. He first created what? Heaven and earth.
First
preach to me about heaven, then we go next to the earth.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Amina.
Those prophets are facing this. Now what is preached is a terror.
Hallelujah.
The main head in this word.
Guru.
Heaven. And as they were finishing, ended in the chapter 2. He finished the heading and he said this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1.
Nebigwa okukola heavens n'ensi n'ejeriabyo lyonna.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. What were finished? And all their hosts. Now we want preach me about heavens and all their hosts. start from up there, the main edition explains you meander in other things.
You push
the hosts of the heart you
preach.
But
begin
the heavens and the hosts. We want to begin from there.
Wow.
What we've finished to be done with the cars in the houses?
Let's
even mock the Satan.
Many
generations he had provided our forefathers. Even many of our fathers.
We too brought
us in the group of
hosts.
He perverts and God saved us.
Amen.
These cars we ask be manufactured.
Don't
become a gospel, we speak about them. Those God freely gave us, they are among them. See how you waste time for people. Not handle the main head of the Bible. But praise Him. Commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness.
Amen.
And
you see
that everything manifests. Light is what manifests.
Right.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Everything reproved. Light is what manifested. Light is of the word of God. Yes.
It
is of the word of God. Light of the word of God. Everything reproved. Light is what manifests it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 to 14. The light is of the word of God. Light of the word of God. Psalms 119, verse 105.
Means
church had to be the word of God.
Light
of knowledge pass through the word of God
and
gets vision and he sees very far. It gets revelation, the meanings of good and evil, life and death.
For God says,
I put them before you, I put their life and death, good and evil. You choose life. Dan said, I cannot allow people. They know the good and the bad, that they can discern them. Have be kept when they don't know between goods. When they commit evils in the world, they are always in the curses. Hell and the lake of fire. When the two couldn't, they reached in the goodness of entire heaven,
in
the eternal life. And they decided they planned religions there.
The
trouble came on this earth. And they spent always speaking.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those sent are many, yet they don't have any revelation. The key of knowledge reveals secret of heaven. It is not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
Mpite gulu nensi okuba omujuru wa jemuli leero nga ntadde masogo obulamu n'okufa omukisa n'okukolimirwa kale weroboze obulamu oliokobenga omulamu gweneza delio.
I call heaven and earth as witness this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Yes. Choose life and death, blessings and curses. He said, choose life. Satan, what he did.
Whoever
to choose life and a blessing.
Or
to choose life. It is to choose heaven. And all the goodness of God. But did get just be revealed. Between this goodness and life, death and the curse.
We
would have understood that the wage of sin is death. And death moves with hell. Even hell moves with less fire.
When
I say we no more, we're going, not heading there.
Oh, wow.
We give up on sin. We understood life and a blessing.
It's
to know the one true God, the Christ Jesus is saying. To know entire heaven and all the goodness there that we can inherit it. Man. The eyes of Satan would have gotten out of them. But as I told you, that Satan, right from before he knew it, if you still be in the things of sorcery alone, there are those who will escape, decided to create their religions, different beliefs, all form of salvation. Did end in religions, appear as demons or real relatives. When he came in these religions,
even
in beliefs moving on, even the false salvation,
he
transformed himself as angel of light, and they appeared as gods. Now the difference is this. In the sorcerers,
appear
as demons of our late relatives. In the false religions and beliefs, in the false salvation, they transform as angels of light. And they appear as gods. Have you understood that? Let me repeat it. In the sorcerers, they appear as demons of the late. And in religions, in the false religions, in the false beliefs, in the false salvation, they appear as angels of light and gods. And they speak to multitudes. Each one comes and God told me, ask which God? Told me, I pray with all people. Is it to believe, accept all of them?
How?
I hear that the prayers of the wicked are abominable before him. Or he told you to preach to the wicked that he gets saved. He told you to just pray with them. My God. Now let's first handle here. In the sorcerers, the fallen angels appear as demons of our late relatives. Let's first enlighten in there.
Understand
both in the sorcerers, they are so bad love. The fallen angels, they come back as our late relatives who died. But those who died, they are in hell. They are so bad off. What makes me surprised? They don't appear as those who went to heaven. Never. They would have appeared as Abraham's and we know.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Very few have done it like this who appear as Mary. They do it out in religion.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus, man. But right from before in old times, what you have to know, that people who depart from this world and they are sinners, their spirits are imprisoned in the prison within hell. And they cannot just come out like that. Now what is this? These who come back, who are they? The fallen angels. They come on the heads of the living. Anytime I read in Peter, 1 Peter chapter
3,
verse 18 to
20,
it shows right from in, before in the era of prophet Noah,
spirits
of rebellious, they were put in the prison. The prison of hell, the bottomless pit. Now what is that which comes back? The prison there are in the chains there. Everlasting chains. Let's read, we see.
Petero echisoke sura yokusatu nolinyirwa 18.
First Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
Kubanga nane Kristo yabonyabonyesibwa olwebibi omulundi gumu. Omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu atuleeta eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo.
For Christ also has once suffered sins, the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Verse 19. By whom also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Verse
20.
Who formerly were disobedient when was the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, by which a few, that is 8 souls, we are saved through water. Yes. Right from the prophet Noah, when the earth had just begun. Genesis chapter 6, 7
up 8.
When the floods happened, all those souls of the sinners who were in committing evils, in meditating upon evils, all were put in the prison. Right from all those seasons, every favorite soul of the sinner has to be imprisoned in the prison. The prison where the everlasting chains. Prophet Abraham in explaining in Luke chapter 16, he spoke to the rich man in hell that what you have to know between us, spirits of the righteous enter in heaven, the sinners in the prison. He said there is the great girl,
and
you cannot come from there to come in heaven. A rich man in hell, he told him in praise, at least they sent Lazarus on the earth, come on this earth. The prison he could not get from there.
If he was able,
as they said, our little relatives come back,
he
would have escaped there. Yes. And
he
comes to the head of the living grandchildren. I am so bad off there.
Banjo,
they are burning me.
Mu bubi.
You still commit rebels. But these days, those who come, they are fraudsters. Grandchild, where you buried me? The tree has penetrated through me. And you ask him, have you come with it here? We get it out, we don't go back with it. And they are liars from before. They protrude their eyes lest you ask them questions. Where you buried me? The erosion water is passing over me. You shift yourself. You read from there, don't go back. Get another house. Look, as the rush of water did take you away. The other, we on this world, when the floods come away, when it is, we shift ourselves. It's not you shift us, you to help yourselves. They keep you in the lies. They say, when I kill you, I'll get another.
Now
let's read in the Luke, you see. Luke 16 verse
25.
Luke chapter 16 verse 25.
Na Ibrahim na mugamba nti mwana wange, jukira wawe wange birungi byo mu bulamu bwo. Era ne Lazaro bwatyo ebibi
But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime received you good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. Verse
26.
And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they who would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from there. Yes.
He
said in the bottomless pit, in hell, in pain, you cannot get from there to come up here. We too cannot get down there. He requested him one thing to prove it's impossible to come from the prison of God, hell, the bottomless pit, and you come back on this earth. The rich man in hell, he said, at least it's possible one come from heaven to get back on the earth. Yet it was not possible.
Once
go to heaven, you've gone to rest. I don't know, Mary, what you come for on this world.
Oh, you see, Maria.
That is not Mary. Fallen angels. Listen.
Luke 16,
verse 27.
Nagamanti, kale, nkwega iride, chitange. Omutume mnyumba ya chitange.
Then he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. Yes. He said, at least in Lazarus, go to the earth in my father's house. Why? If those who died can escape from hell and they come back on, why did he not come and on the heads of his brothers? My brethren, you'll be saved. I've never seen a demon speak such a word. You'll be saved. When you get saved, they persecute you. One foolish prophet has no wisdom at all. False prophet. One day was given prophecy there. Yet he gave divination. And said, I've gone to the grave of your forefather. I spoke with your father.
He said,
why did you plant herbs onto his tombs? You see that fool. And now in the grave, what is there?
Our Lord
Jesus said they are only bones, rotten. Church. And you are there. The darkness came and it called people and the pastor said, demon of my grandfather, did not go to hell.
Did
you tell us the sinners they go to hell? And you spoil the whole message. It ran from hell.
Are
you born again? Do you speak? You are mad?
You personally,
if you don't repent, you are going to go in hell. If you don't repent, you go to hell. Repent. And tomorrow, the people have come to tell the demons of their forefathers are troubling them. It means they did fall in hell. That darkness will never be again in the world till Jesus will come back. Your forefathers, who were sinners, they are in the prison.
Wow.
They are not allowed to get from them. They tell God, send
Lazarus.
Those of heaven are resting. Them too we shall not send them. Let them hear Moses is on the world.
Moses,
the laws and the commands are once there.
Yet
others, why they came to fight, lest they hearken to Moses. Let's read, we see.
Luka esula ya kumi na mukaga noli nyiru wabi limu munana.
Luke chapter 16 verse 28.
Kubanga nina abulu ganda batano. Abategeze bali moku ja mchifochino. Echiri moku rumwa.
For I have five brothers that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
Oli nyiru wabi limu
mwenda. Verse 29.
Na Ibrahimu nagamanti. Balina Musa neba nabi, baba uli dengabo.
Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.
Yes. He said
they have Moses and the prophets.
Musa neba nabi.
Moses and the prophets in the Old Testament which was there then. What we call the laws and the prophets. Read that and hear.
Wow.
Though they send one from heaven. Let's read, we see verse 30.
Luke 16 verse 30. Nagama tineda chitange Ibrahimu. Na ye omuko wafu waligi enda jebali baliende nya.
And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent.
Verse
31.
Namgama nti ngaye bata ulida Musa neba nabi.
And he said unto them, and he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
Yes.
Not here. Moses and the prophets. And the prophets. Those are the laws in the prophets.
It's
the Old Testament. Altogether, we joined the New Testament.
The
one who raised from heaven, they will not repent.
It's intended
to send those come from heaven.
Those
they have to rest. Yes.
Every
time I read Revelation 6. Yes. Revelation 6, verse 9 to 11. Spirits of the Holy Ones
appear
on the golden altar of God in heaven. And they are given rods. Go rest, no more think of things of the world. They are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and they are resting there. And then Mary, that she has come back. I wonder when she's come. I want to ask her in the city she's come from, where and how are they? The cherubims, where are they in that city? Tell me of the number of angels in that city. Tell me the names of the homelands there. Ask the covenant box. And after I tell them, why did you forget to tell Catholics never to make the image of yours to bow unto it? You come from heaven as the covenant box.
Woo!
Let's read, we see.
Revelation 6
verse 9.
Mbula akabonero akokutano. Nenda ba wansiwe choto emiyo jabu abatibwa urechigambo cha Katonda. Noro kutegeza kwebalina.
And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
Olinyore 10.
Verse 10.
Nebogera wagune dobo zidene ngabogera anti. Ulitu usawa mukama omutukufu ero wa mazima obuta sala musango nobuta walana gwanga olumusayi gwaffe kwaba batula ku nsi.
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? They are in heaven saying, you judge those on the world.
They
persecuted us as we preach truth. And they said, no, you go and rest. Read the next verse. Revelation 6 verse 11.
Nebaweba buli muntu echambale cheru. Nebagambibwa okuwumula nate akaseera katono. Okutuusa abaddu bannaabwe era ne baganda baabwe lwe balibwera. Abagenda okuttibwa ngabo bwe battibwa.
And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little They should rest yet for a little while until their fellow servants, also their brethren, that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Yes. It would go and rest.
Until
number of your brethren. Now those who rested. Now, how dare they come back? Those who entered heaven rested. Those in hell, they are in their beatings there. The everlasting chains. Revelation 6 verse 9. Revelation 6 verse 9 to 11. It's sure they are sent into the rest. But Revelation 12, 22 to 23, write it down, you read it. It's sure they rest in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes,
they
come back with our Lord.
Maria,
Mary,
Maria, Jono.
What Mary is this one?
And
which demons are these of the dead, as they say?
Yeah.
Hebrews 12. Have you written it? Hebrews 12:22-23. They rest in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
And they rest,
their works they do follow them. And out of them they make for them robes of righteousness. We are not going much in those. But the main thing, they have rested.
And
Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, downwards.
They
will come back with our Lord. Not come back now. Those who rested in heaven, those who were evil and sinners,
if
when you're going to go in that group, in the lies of Satan, that you are out there worshipping devils, that you are in your forefathers,
man,
have you heard well? Luke chapter 16, 25,
reach
verse 30. 31. They have showed us. The rich man come back to warn the brothers on the earth. For he was in the everlasting chains. You know, when you read Jude 1:6, they are called the everlasting chains. You can't run from there. Now these who come back on the heads of the living. You read, as we say,
Jude 1
verse 6.
Neba malaika abataku mabukuru bwabwe bo. Na ine baleka ekifo kyabwe bo benyini. Abakuumira mu nchegere ezinnaku zonna wansiwe kizikiza. Olw'omusango gw'okulunaku olukulu.
And the angels who kept not their dominion, but left their own dominion, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Yes. They are in chains. In the same place. In the prison of God. Hell. The bottomless pit.
Where
the prison spirits of the rebellious people.
The
jabadon of the chains. As the fourth division. Fourth group of angels of the chains.
They
catch even these fallen angels. Who are hit behind sorcery. And appeared as demons of the dead. And they catch bind them. The main thing there,
this
prison of God, there are everlasting chains. They would have escaped there. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Move to speak of those chains. Now, cannot come on the world till it. That your late relatives have come back. We preach the gospel, we are contradicting ourselves. Let's read, we say.
2
Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
Kuba obanga Katonda tiyasonyiwa bamalayika bwe baayonoona, naye n'abasuula mu lukonko n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza okubakuumira omusango.
For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to the hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. Yes. They are in two chains of darkness. In the chains. Now, brethren, don't be there to deceive you, demon of your late grandfather or mother. If they were righteousness, they have rested in heaven. And
they
are not allowed to come back, for they have rested. Come back with our Lord Jesus. That's why the Matthew 17. Prophet Elijah and Moses appeared to the Lord Jesus. Disciples wanted to build tents for them of the shrines there. Tents. They said no.
And
does not come on the earth. We've been in a vision. We've been in the transfiguration. We saw things of heaven. Don't build us here. You know Mary?
Jezebel.
They built for her the house of Mother Mary.
Yet
her colleagues were not built for them the other time. Okay.
What?
Pastor Godfrey, have you heard? Prophet Elijah, they never built for him. Prophet Moses didn't build for him. Even Jesus, they didn't build them houses. Mary was built one. She's with her small structure in there. And there is an idol image for her there. You come in there like that. Hail Mary. Hail of grace. You know Lucifer.
Satan.
And his fallen angels, they play on this world. Lives of children of men. And they begin to strike them with hands of nails which are long. And they can cause them fall in hell. And build for them. Let's read there, we see. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1.
Ennaku omukaaga bwe zaayitawo, Yesu n'atwala Peetero ne Yakobo ne Yokaana muganda we n'abalinnyisa ku lusozi oluwanvu bokka.
After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brought them up into a high mountain apart.
Olinjola okubiri.
Verse 2.
N'afuusibwa mu maaso gaabwe, amaaso ge ne gamasaamasa ng'enjuba, ebyambalo bye ne bitukula ng'omusana.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his clothings were white as the light.
Olinyolokusatu.
Verse 3.
Laba, Musa ne Eriya ne babalabikira nga boogera naye.
And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with him.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Petero n'addamu n'agamba Yesu nti Mukama wange, kirungi ffe okubeera wano bw'oyagala. N'azimba wano ensiisira ssatu, emu yiyo, endala ya Musa n'endala ya Eriya.
Then answered Peter and said unto him, Lord, if it is good for us to be here, if you will let us make here of 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Yes. Jesus answered
one.
They built or not? Verse 5.
Bwe yali akyayogera, laba, ekire ekimasamasa ne kibasiikiriza. Laba, eddoboozi ne liva mu kire, nga ligamba nti, ono ye mwana wange gwe njagala, gwe nsanyukira nnyo, mumuwulire.
While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. Verse
6.
And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were much afraid. Verse
7. N'agamba nti, muyimuke temutya.
And Jesus came to touch them and said, Arise, be not afraid.
8.
And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man except Jesus alone. They were in a transfiguration. They had not built. Now, we hear
Saint Mark Church.
That the attached on them that Saint Mark Church. They don't want those tabernacles in hearts.
Saint Stephen.
Yet fallen angels are behind all these things.
Man.
The tabernacles and the hearts of the saints. They refuse them. Matthew 17.
Have you
seen trouble there? Now let's live there. We've gone back there. Those who die under their sinners, it is hell, they go into the prison, bottomless pits, everlasting chains.
Now,
those who come back, who are they? As we are there, in the second king, in the first Kings, chapter 22. And in the olden days,
golden
angels before a cast from heaven, they came to gather and assemble before God. Now God,
olden
angels when they gathered and fallen were among them, they asked, who will go to entice Ahab that he falls?
The
holy angels spoke what they spoke, and they did know how to lie.
They
came out the fallen,
asking,
how are you going to do it? I'm going to go on the heads of the false prophets. I will speak in their mouth. We understood all fine. Always those who come at the heads of the living. We have understood them. Those who speak through their mouth.
Yes.
And you know this one? You are not my grandfather. Fallen angel. If you just speak that, they flee away. They said no. The children of men who can discover us like this. That's why these territories, they fear them so much. You dare try, you will see. He said, I'm going to bewitch them. You try. You keep trying. Always first bewitch heaven that it disappears. If it's still there, you cannot touch children of heaven. For he swore, the one in heaven is saying that offenses should surely come, but woe to those who bring them.
And
he said, no witchcraft against Israel, the firstborn son of God.
Mina.
First Kings chapter 22, verse
19.
First Kings chapter 22, from verse 19. Nayogera
nti kale wulira ekigambo kya Mukama. Ndabye Mukama ng'atudde ku ntebe ye, n'ekiryo n'ery'omuggulu. Nga liyimiridde gyali ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo ne ku gwa kkono.
And he said, hear you therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him, on his right hand and on his left. Verse 20.
Mukama nayogera nti, ani anasenda Akabu, ayambuke Elamosugileadi agwe. Omu nayogera bwatyo, n'omulala nayogera bwatyo.
And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. Verse 21.
Awo ne wafuluma omuzimu, ne guyimira maso ga Mukama, ne gwogera nti, nze namusenda senda.
And there came forth an evil spirit and stood before God and said, I will persuade him. Yes. Come on, an evil spirit, not a ghost. An evil spirit. You correct in your Bible. This was the host of God when they have gathered. But what they call an evil spirit, no, is a fallen angel.
The one
they call ghost. It, normal language, it means of the one who died, but it's all false. Here they spoke of the evil spirit.
In 1 Kings 22:19-21.
When they speak of the evil spirits,
and there came forth a spirit.
They come out of spirits.
Spirits
of spirits. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Angels, they are all ministering spirits. Those which were sent to serve us. Sure. Yes.
It
was one of the angels.
In him,
lies of Satan had entered him. Have you written Hebrews? Hebrews 1:13-14. That reads 1 Kings 22, verse 21. What is this spirit which came out?
It
was one of the angels. But this angel had fallen
in
the lies of their father Satan.
But
when he was asked, how are you going to do it? Let's read verse 22 you hear.
Basekabaka ekisoke sura yabirimubi nolinyirwa birimubi.
1 Kings chapter 22 verse 22.
Mukama nakugamba nti otya negogera nti nafuruma nembera nembera omoyo omubi ogwo bulimba mukama kabanna bibe bonna nayogera nti gwe ono musenda senda.
And the Lord said unto him, by what means? And he said, I will go forth and will be a lying spirit in his mouth, in the mouth of his prophets. And he said, you shall persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Yes. He said, no, I'm going to become a lying spirit. I become as the descendants, as the demons, ghosts of the dead. He came in their tongues, he spoke. Those are ones who do come on the heads at the beginning. Grandchildren. When he falls lies, you know the father of this one. John chapter 8, verse 44 has told you that you are of your father Satan.
It,
want to fulfill the purpose of your father.
For
right from the beginning was the murderer. When he speak lies, he speak what comes from his own. Now this spirit and the fallen angel folk lies, you think he got them from where?
They
are those of the other group.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. The group which was chased from heaven. That is John 8:44. Explains the lies of this spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Let's finish in verse 23.
Verse Kings chapter 22, verse
23.
Kale no, laba, mukama atadde omwoyo gwa malaika yagwa ogw'obulimba mu kamwa k'abannabbi bo bonna. Era mukama akwogeddeko akabi.
Now therefore behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these your prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning you.
He,
yes. This is spirits which come speak on the heads of the living. You know when they read in the first Samuel. Chapter 28.
Samuel ekisoke surabiri munana n'olunyiriri
katusome 16 twagala kuogera kuguna omoyo omubi.
Samuel ekisoke sura ya 16
verse 13.
Sura ya 13:17.
14 downwards.
Samuel ekisoke sura ya 16 n'olunyiriri ole 13.
First Samuel chapter 16 from verse 13.
Awo Samuel n'alyoka ddira ejjembe ly'amafuta n'amufukako amafuta wakati mu baganda be. Omwoyo gwa Mukama ne gujja ku Dawudi n'amaanyi okuva ku lunaku olwo n'okweyongerayo. Awo Samuel n'agolokoka n'agenda e Lama.
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Rama.
Olinyo 14.
Verse 14.
Awo omwoyo gwa Mukama gwali guvudde ku Sawulo, n'omwoyo omubi ogwava eri Mukama ne gumunakuwaza.
But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Yes. Either on the earth remain with the Holy Spirit, and he makes our mouthpiece of God, or these fallen angels who speak on the heads of the humans.
And
they are one behind appear as demons of the dead. Read them in the first Samuel chapter
28.
From verse 6. Downwards. You will see them. And they are called gods. They appear as those who died. And they appear. But those they call gods, they are the fallen angels.
And
they are those who have appeared in religions.
And
they appear as lords. Every time the Lord appear to us.
What
is spoken is out of the kingdom of heaven. Let's
just
go briefly to Samuel. As we summarize this day.
Samuel ekisoka esula yabiri munana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
First Samuel chapter 28 from verse 6.
Samuel ekisoke sula yabiri munana n'olunyiri lwa mukaaga.
First Samuel chapter 28 from verse 6.
Awo Sawulo bwe yabuuza Mukama, Mukama n'atamwanukula newankubadde mu birooto, newankubadde mu yulimu, newankubadde mu bannabbi.
And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets.
Olunyiri omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Awo Sawulo n'alyoka agamba abaddu be nti, munnoonyeze omukazi aliko omwoyo omubi, ngende gyali mubuuze. Abaddu be ne bamugamba nti, laba, waliwo omukazi aliko omwoyo omubi e Endoli.
Then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said unto him, behold, there is a woman that is a medium at Endor.
Olinyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Sawulo ne yeekyusa n'ayambala ebyambalo ebirala n'agenda. Ye ne basajja be naye ne bajja eri omukazi ekiro, n'ayogera nti, ndagula nkwegayiridde, n'omuzimu n'omwoyo omubi onninyisize buli gwe nnaakugambako erinnya.
And Saul disguised himself and put on other clothing, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray you, divine unto me as a medium, and bring me up him up, whom I shall name unto you. Verse 9.
Awo mukazi n'agamba nti, laba, omanyi Sawulo bye yakola, bwe yazikiriza mu nsi ababaliko emizimu n'abafumu, kale kiki ekikuteeza obulamu bwange ekyambika okunzisa?
And the woman said unto him, behold, you know what Saul had done, how he has cut off those that are mediums and the wizards out of the land. Why then lay you a snare for my life, to cause me to die?
Olinyolekumi.
Verse 10.
Saulo nalayira mukama ngayogera nti nga mukama bwali omulamu tekuli kubaako kibonerezo kyonna olw'ekigambo kino.
And so swore by her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord lives, there shall no punishment happen to you for this thing.
He
yes. They are in the shrine now. They swear God there. Have you seen it? And you go in the shrine, the father
says,
if God wills, grant child will see blessings.
Yet, they
try to deceive you, think God is working there. This is what followed next. Let us see.
Samuel, chapter 28,
verse 11.
Awo mukazi nayogera nti, ani gwe mba nkulinyisiza? Nayogera nti ninyisiza Samueli.
Then say the woman, whom shall I bring up unto you? And he say, bring me up Samuel. Yes.
Naye nabbi Samueli nga yali ali mu
kiwummulo. But prophet Samuel was in rest.
Etwabirabye dde ebyo?
Did we not see that before? Yes.
Kubanga bwe twalabye mu kubikkulu b'essuubi eryo.
Revelation chapter 6.
Olw'omwenda n'olw'ekkumi.
Verse 9 to 11.
Twalabye nga basindika bonna.
Spirit of the Holy One sent into the rest. According to Hebrews 12. Verse
22-23.
All Holy Ones written in heaven, they are there resting. Now which Samuel they were causing to come up.
God
who never created heaven and earth, the fallen angels
who appear
as demons of the dead, who've appeared
in religions
and many false beliefs and the false salvation, and they call themselves lords. But not Lord of heaven and earth.
For
heaven and the earth is the main heaven we are onto.
Amen.
Yes. Let's move on. We see
Samuel, chapter 28,
verse 12.
Awo mukazi bwe yalaba Samuel n'akaba n'eddoboozi ddene. Omukazi n'agamba Sawulo nti, onnimbidde ki? Kubanga gwe oli Sawulo.
And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. Verse 14.
Kabaka n'amugamba nti, totya, kubanga olaba ki? Omukazi n'agamba Sawulo nti, ndaba Katonda ng'ava mu ttaka ng'ayambuka.
And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what saw you? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw a God ascending out of the earth. She told her, I see a God.
He didn't
say, I see Samuel. No, she did not say that.
The
wizard was clear.
She said,
I see a God, not Samuel. But the God is coming from the earth.
Have you seen
those have been hiding coming from the graves?
God
didn't create heaven and earth.
The
fallen angels.
Now
they put upon themselves an image.
Going
to write their 2 Corinthians chapter
11,
verse 14 to 15, where they basically transform themselves. Then we go down here and we see. This one say, I see a God come from the earth. And they remembered. They say they want Samuel. What can we do to transform ourselves in the image of Samuel? And they displayed the image of Samuel on themselves. Praise Jesus
much.
They have put 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 14 up to 15. Satan transformed himself as angel of light, even his servants, for we are as ministers of righteousness.
Now
they had to transform themselves to appear as Samuel. Man. And to speak as the prophet Samuel. Why are you awakening me? For those fraudsters.
Urugendo rw'eguru harimo ibintu
byinshi. Heavenly journey had many things. Let's read, we see.
Samuel ekisoke sura ya 28 n'olunyirwa 14.
First Samuel chapter 28 verse 14.
Namugamba nti embalaye eryetya. Nayogera nti omukadde ayambuka. Era yenagiddeko omunagiro. Sawulo n'ategeera nga Samwiri n'avunama amaaso ge nayeeyanza.
And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man comes up as is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and he bowed himself. You realize it on the clothings? That's why they are here to you. As the way your grandmother, father clothed.
Years
past, they buried your body. Clothings, even the moth ought them up. You are still in those clothings? My goodness. This is transforming themselves.
Well,
some of you say, I've ruined my grandfather. In the cloth we buried him with. He came in the other day, used to clothe in the village. He got it from where?
Moths
ate them up their torn. Have you seen them transforming themselves? That realize on the mantle he clothed. An old man. Having clothed a mantle on himself. That soul. In the head he has an image of Prophet Samuel. Let's make it here immediately. But Samuel, he was in heaven resting. Now he came from the earth.
And
so God and spoke in the voice. Why are you awakening me?
You
know what God spoke upon you will happen. Let's read, we see.
Samuel ekisoke sura ya 28:15.
First Samuel chapter 28 verse 15.
Awo Samuel n'agamba Sawulo nti, lwaki okungolokosa okunninyisa? Sawulo n'addamu nti, neeraliikiridde nnyo kubanga Abafirisuuti balwana nange era Katonda anvuddeko so tacyannyanukula newankubadde mu bannabbi newankubadde mu birooto kyenvudde nkuyita ontegeeze bye mba nkola.
And Samuel said to Saul, why have you disturbed me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am much distressed, for the Philistine make war against me, and God has departed from me and answers me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called you, that you may make known unto me what I should do.
Here's
the madness here. Why disturb me? Samuel was in the ground. Hebrews chapter 11 from verses 1 down, they begin to name Abel. They went to rest.
Samuel
is ahead, he did not go. When you read Hebrews, write it down. Hebrews 11, start from verse 4. By faith Abel pleased God.
Enoch,
he was taken.
It
was no more found. Abel and the rest. But Samuel,
you
began era of the prophets.
He's
one who began the era of the prophets. He didn't go. And he's lying in the earth, in the ground. Satan.
Have
you seen fallen angels what they do?
And
they say, God has departed from me.
No more
answer me in the dreams than the prophets. Now you call a prophet and God never answer you through them. Is it not God who sent prophets? Now it cometh to pass.
And
God passed him through the shrine.
ye murogochi
and which wizards
aita wanonabi okuva muguru na mukomya huko
a prophet here from heaven on the earth
pitire yoko
bimanye you bring him one here and
ukemba buzi
I tell them to call one whom I know I ask them
bane waliwe fujeri liku nsi
there is a stubbornness on this world
iranga wakati mukugeza mukulwana okwaula
in the midst of fighting through the sun
wakati wabamaleka bakatonda abatu
between the holy angels of God and the fallen angels of Satan
had
to know many things on the holy angels of God including their courts. As
we
read in the 1 Samuel 28 from verse 6 downwards that these fallen angels they appear as gods and they are worshipped.
As began
with Colossians chapter 2 verse
18
at the humble and the worship of fallen angels they appear as gods
after
appear as demons of the dead in the wizards and they appear in different religions and different beliefs. And
it
ended being said in the Corinthians that there are many lords. But we want one who created heaven and earth. And the main aim is heaven. And we want cause to know heaven that we inherited. Yes. Many lords.
First,
Corinthians chapter
8
verse 5.
Okay.
Abakolinso ekisoke sura y'omunana olunyi lw'okutaano.
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5.
Kubane wankubadde nga waliwo abayitibwa bakatonda oba muggulu oba munsi nga bwe waliwo bakatonda abangi n'abami abangi.
For though there be those called gods whether in heaven or in earth as there be gods many and lords many. Verse 6.
Naye gye tuli waliwo Katonda omu, Kitaffe, omupa byonna, naffe tuli ku bw'oyo, ne Mukama waffe omu, Yesu Kristo, abeesaawo byonna era tubeesaawo ffe.
But to us there is but one God, the Father whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Verse 7.
Naye tutegeera nti naye okutegeera okwo tekuli mu bantu bonna naye abalala kubanga bamanyiira ebifaananyi okutuusa kaakano balya ng'ekiweereddwa eri ebifaananyi n'omwoyo gwabwe gubanga munafu gubeera n'empitambi.
But there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience about idols unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. Yes. There are those God called many. And there are those called lords. That is why you see in religions, as they still call lords, we don't believe, we want to know which lords.
They
believe they are the lords there. In different false salvation,
people
and heard voicings that the Lord has said. For unto us, we want to know the Father, the one who is in heaven. And the Christ Jesus is saying,
I'm
John 17 verse 3,
I am
told that eternal life is to know the one true God. And the Christ Jesus is saying, all the rest that God told you, what we want to know, that God who never created the heavens and earth, they are all to perish. The rightful God
created
heavens, he preached it to us, get us from the earth back to heaven. Is it not that?
Wow.
For he has told you in Jeremiah that all these God who never created the heaven and the earth, the fallen angels, all they are to perish.
Yeremia esule kumi, noli nyore kumi norumu.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11.
Bwe muti bwe mbamba gamba nti, bakatonda batatonda gulu nansi, awabalibula munsi okuva wansi we gulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Yes. Only God remains one who created heaven and earth. Heavens and earth.
And
the main heaven is the heavens and earth. And it tell us you brought nothing into this world. You shall go back with nothing. Tell us Philippians 3:20. For our citizenship is in heaven. And the main heaven and the chance of salvation is to take us back in heaven. The gospel has to be of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven, as
we
reveal secrets of kingdom of heaven, those from the east, in the west, in the north, in the south of the world, we all can enter kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
But the devils, Satan and his fallen angels, they chase them from heaven. 2022 years. Before, they began different form of sorcery. And they put false religions there. The false beliefs. And they put their false salvation. They put us from gospel of the kingdom of God. In his righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. To reveal secrets of heavens, it ceased to be. After being that we go in the revival. In restoration of all.
False,
call holy angels, we work with them. We had to discern these fallen angels. And to know much which concern them. So the day of tomorrow, the seven codes of the seven groups of angels.
List
them down, understand them well.
We prepare
for the work outside the field. In September
14th,
I'm moving as the prophecy of God is. It's the command of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Putting in action. Ready to spread far, given the blessing of God for doing a marvelous work, a miracle and a wonder to change many from sins in their evil ways.
As
Jeremiah 23, verse 22. And he says that if the castle of God is worse,
that
most people understand his words and cause them if the evil way, and the evil works. We do that work for Philip. And God will give you power and anoint you to fulfill that work.
Amen.
Amen.